Now,
was I right on that? She's a girl that can teach school. I'm listening to that person.
Now, check it. What do they call people around here? What do they call people? Well, I guess really I'm talking about white people here, who aren't very well off, who are kind of, you know, good for nothing type people. How do they refer to people like that?
Well, if a man was going to hire him, he'd call him incompetent. Mm-hmm. But if a neighbor was going to entertain him socially, they would say they're not very sociable. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you would do under other degrees.
I've heard it called honorary, too.
Honorary. Have you ever heard people like that in giving them a name? Have you ever heard them called trash?
Oh, yes. But that's a lower grade than what you asked for.
Than that.
Oh, yeah. That's down low.
That's
that's a person with low morals.
Oh, it
loose, like a loose woman.
It
yes, it's different. And now, common people is... Are not to be talked about because, but for the grace of God, we could be there. Common people is the people who don't.
Mm-hmm.
And trash is really.
Trash, it implies loose. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting.
No, trash is about the lowest.
As long as you can go.
Now, I don't mean by that they're scoundrels,
uh-huh.
Because they're not even good enough to be a scoundrel. If they were a scoundrel, they'd know how to get by.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the word implies. I guess that would work.
Now, how about a person who lives like way out in the sticks and never comes to town?
Well, in olden days, they lived in the backwoods. They would call them, wait just a minute, country boy, if he was a boy. Country gals, if it was girls. Now, there may be another interpretation if I could think of that.
Well, when you said backwoods, I was wondering, did they ever just say backwoodsmen or something like that?
Well, they called the people who lived up in the mountains mountaineers, mountain men. It could work that way, but there's another word. I'm sure maybe I'll think of it directly. Seems like there's something else. Can you think of another
word? Have you ever heard called Hoosiers?
Oh, yeah, but that was in Missouri.
Oh, that was
Hoosiers. Yeah, people in Missouri are called Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it Missouri, Margaret?
And
Tennessee, they're called, the whole people in Tennessee are called volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
They're volunteer
fans.
No, that's a volunteer. It's called a volunteer state. Arkansas is called a wonder state. We just wonder why we stay here.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's on a lot of the car. No, it used to be on the car license, wonder state.
They changed it to the land of opportunity.
And now they call it the land of opportunity.
We
was talking a while ago about the economy of Arkansas. I said, well, I learned when I was in school when we studied Arkansas history, but Arkansas was the only state that could be enclosed and live within its own self.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And that no other state could do that.
Mm-hmm. I never had ever heard that.
Oh yeah, but you get out of a history of Arkansas book,
mm-hmm.
but you probably, now that was probably in when I was in seventh, eighth, ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And, not the ninth, seventh and eighth grade. Mm-hmm. I was promoted to the ninth, but never did get there because I went to work. My poor daddy passed away and I never to go. I don't care though. I'm having a good time. I got a nice looking daughter-in-law and two fine sons. What I care about. I got all I need in them sons.
Sure. Well, this next part is just to get your particular pronunciation for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this would be called my...
Forehead.
And
not forehead. We always say forehead.
Mm-hmm. And then this stuff growing here would be...
my hair.
and this one, as distinguished from this one, this would be my...
That's your left ear lobe, and that's your right ear lobe.
And this thing that of mine that's always moving all the time.
A long tongue. Mine's out of the way. It flops at both ends.
And
have you ever heard anybody say she has a tongue that flops at both ends?
No, I've never heard that.
I have.
And if a person has a... sometimes just saying they have a loud voice, they said they have a loud...
mouth.
Loud mouth.
Yeah.
And well, I've always heard the voice carried, but maybe that's an interpretation of the loud voice.
The loud voice.
Uh-huh.
Now, this part right here would be, or well, like this.
Oh, your neck, of course.
And